smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And how was church yesterday? My, just hard to describe sometimes the services here at Bible Baptist Church. God met with us at a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day, and just a great spirit in the services, decisions being made for Christ, and just a great time, a great day in the Spanish church as well. God's moving there in wonderful ways, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. God met with us, and I hope God met with you where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that most of all, you received what you needed, and maybe you're a little more like Jesus because you gathered with the people of God yesterday and sang the songs of God, fellowship with the people of God, and heard the word of God, and thankfully the Spirit of God spoke to your heart. And so now we're ready for Monday, and moving on through March, March 18 today, and I want to share something with you that I heard years ago, and never left me, and I thought about it, and developed a little message about it, and I heard a man preach on it, and I'm sure that influenced me quite a bit, but it's from John chapter 1, John 1, and beginning in verse number 19, the Bible says, "And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Art thou Elias?' And he saith, 'I am not.' 'Art thou that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then said they unto him, 'Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?' And he said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah.'" Notice verse 23. John the Baptist said, "I am the voice of one." Not enough is probably said about John the Baptist. You know, Jesus said, "Among those born of women, there's never risen a greater than John the Baptist." So they're curious about John, and they sent, I mean, after all, he's in the wilderness, he's wearing camel's hair and eating locusts and wild honey and doing everything out in the wilderness, and people came out to hear him, and he would say, "Repent and prepare to meet God, repent and be baptized." And so the Jews sent out an entourage, a committee, if you will, of priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" In other words, are you the Christ? Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you that prophet? No, 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 and no. Okay, well, who are you? What do you have to say for yourself? John says, "I am the voice of one." John says, "I'll tell you what I am. I'm just a voice." A voice gives forth message in words of sound. When the message is done, the sound will be no more. Now, John the Baptist could have said, "I'm a forerunner of Jesus." He could have said, "I'm a cousin to the Messiah." He could have said, "I'm the miraculous son of Zacharias and Elizabeth." He could have said, "I'm the one who was prophesied on Israel from the Old Testament." But he just said, "I'm a voice. I'm a voice." You see, what we need today is voices, not names, voices. What we need today are voices, not positions, just voices. We need voices, not titles. We need voices, not big shots. We need voices, not experts. We need voices, not labels. All the time they were trying to put a label on John, some handle on him. He said, "No, no, I'm just a voice." John was great. Among those born of women, there's never been a greater than John the Baptist, as Jesus' words. But John never thought he was great, and John never made himself out to be great. And let's each of us strive to do good and strive to be pleasing to God, but let's not appear great. John, are you the Messiah? No, I'm just a voice. John, are you Elijah? No, I'm just a voice. And the great thing about it is, all of us can be a voice. It doesn't matter your position in life. Be a voice. It doesn't matter who your parents are, be a voice. It doesn't matter how much education you have, be a voice. It doesn't matter what color skin you have, be a voice. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, be a voice. It doesn't matter the kind of house you live in, be a voice. It doesn't matter the model car you drive, be a voice. God's not looking for titles, or positions, or names, or big shots. God just wants voices. Be the voice of one. In 1 Corinthians, they're arguing. They were in the flesh, and they're arguing over Paul and Peter or Apollos. But he said, who are they? 1 Corinthians 3:5, except voices by whom ye believed. God has given every man a voice. Paul, you're a church builder. Paul, you're one of the greatest apostles, as one born out of due time. Paul, you penned half the New Testament. Paul, you were one of the first missionaries to go out and establish churches. Paul said, no, I'm just a voice. I'm just a voice. And if this world hears the voice of God, it'll hear the voice of God through us. The shop where you work needs a voice. The office where you work needs a voice. The company that employs you needs a voice. The job site at work needs a voice. The neighborhood you live in needs a voice. The school you attend needs a voice. Now I want to give you two thoughts that John did, two things John did as a voice. Number one, he was a voice to alarm the people. He said, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. That meant there was some urgency in his voice. That means there was a lifting up of his voice. That means you could not quiet his voice. What was he saying? Repent of sin. The Messiah is coming. There's coming one after me who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, I baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And guess what? People listened and people believed. And they were baptized. Oh, if we lift up our voices, if we get people out of their lethargy and their apathy and their pleasure and their business and just their everyday living. Understand, as it was, the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus is coming soon. But God says it's going to be just like it was in the days of Noah. What do you mean? They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. What were they doing? Just living. Just living like that was all there is to life. But listen, we lift up our voice because there's something more important. If it's not urgent to us, if it's not important to us, why would it ever be important to those who are lost? Oh, the Lord is coming. Just as John the Baptist was the voice for his first coming, we are the voices for his second coming. And so let's have an urgency. Let's not be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Let's be like John the Baptist. And the people came. Oh, let's have an urgency to our voice. Let's alarm the people. Say, Jesus is coming soon. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come and I will go home. It may be today. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? So a voice was to alarm the people, was to warn the people, but it also was to instruct the people, to give instruction to them. Make straight the way of the Lord. In other words, you better straighten your life up. Herod, you've taken your brother's wife. That's not right. That's not lawful. Just a voice. Just a voice. But our voice was to instruct, to tell them what God expects and to tell them how God says we ought to live. Philip is told by the Spirit of God to meet up with a eunuch in a chariot in Acts chapter 8. It's done. He shows him the gospel from Isaiah 53. He shows him how Jesus suffered and died for our sins. And he asks the eunuch. The eunuch says, what hinders me from being baptized? And Philip said, whoa. First you have to believe. And he said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And they stopped the chariot and he baptized him, and then they went on their way rejoicing. They went on their way rejoicing. Who? Well, I think both of them did. But it's interesting, their names weren't given because just a voice. Just a voice. Hey, will you decide to be a voice for God? Are you worried about a title or will you be a voice? Are you worried about a position or will you just be a voice? Are you worried about recognition or will you just be a voice? Are you worried about who gets credit? Will you just be a voice? Will you be a deacon or will you be a voice? Will you be a Sunday school teacher or will you be a voice? Will you be a choir member or a voice? An officer of the church or a voice? pastor or a voice, doctor or a voice, youth leader or a voice. God needs voices to alarm, to warn, to have urgency, and to instruct the people on how to live and what God says. Spurgeon, the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon, was saved as a young man when he went out to church during a snowstorm. His church had closed down, and he found one that was open. And it was bad snow. The pastor didn't even show up. A deacon had to preach. But that was all of God. And that deacon preached that night and preached from Isaiah 40, verse 22, I believe. It said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Look unto him. And Spurgeon looked that night and received Christ as his Savior. Who was that preacher? Who was that deacon? A voice. A voice. D.L. Moody, who had over 1 million souls in America and 1 million souls in Europe, received Christ. One to the Lord by a Sunday school teacher. What was that Sunday school teacher? A voice. That's just a voice. Oh, listen. It's time we quit being so concerned. I'm not concerned about a great church or a large church or being a great pastor or having a great ministry. I'm not concerned about buildings or programs. I just want to be a voice for God. I want to be a voice for God in this community. I want to be a voice for God in my generation. Just do as we ought to do. Do as we ought to do. Let's sound the voice of God. We're his voice. You know, it's interesting. You know, that's what happened when Herod had John the Baptist's head cut off. Did you know when Jesus came before Herod, he wouldn't answer him? You know why? He cut off the voice. And when you cut off the voice, you don't get any more answer from God. Oh, my friend, listen, hear his voice today. If he's calling you to salvation, listen to his voice. And listen, each of us as believers, we ought to be voices. I think it was Edmund Burke, wasn't it, who said, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And I would add to that, do nothing or say nothing. Oh, let's not be silent, my friend. Folks are perishing. And we are the voices. We are the voices to alarm, to warn the people. And we're the voices to instruct the people. Make straight the way of the Lord. Make straight the paths of the Lord. May God use us to be voices for him in this generation as we prepare for his second coming, just as John prepared the people for his first coming. Well, I hope you have a great Monday. Looking forward to the day today and of course, moving on through the month of March, and we're excited about that. Tonight is our annual bowling church outing with bowling, and we have call it the Bible Baptist Open, and we'll have a good time with that. That's always a fun night together with the church family, and so that'll be this evening. And then, of course, we'll be back with you on our broadcast tomorrow. And tomorrow, I want to talk to you a little bit about the touch of Jesus, the touch of Jesus. And I do want to remind you that these are podcasts. And I keep forgetting, they don't call it iTunes anymore, but it's the podcast on the iPhone and on the Apple products, and then it's on iHeartRadio as well as a podcast. And you can pick up past broadcasts on our website too, and there's a donate button there, as well as you can donate through Zelle now directly into the church account for the radio. All right? Well, listen, have a great Monday, everybody, and I'll be with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
sunny smile.